So then, Doc, what are the biggest mistakes that men make?
They look at their own interest level, they're driven by it, and they rush in. They rush into rejection. They run up to the train tracks, and boom, the train comes by and wipes them out. Rather, when you get to the train tracks, you stop, look, and listen. The system is about taking slow steps. Every girl you talk to, oh, I want a guy to call me the next 2 days. I'll never go out with a guy unless he calls me in the next 2 days. They all say that, and they're all dating. But nobody ever waits longer, so you're going to wait 5 to 9 days. If she's structured, she's a feminista, she's a man-hater, she won't go out with you. She says, hey, listen, let me give you a little advice. When you get the number, call the next 2 days. And the idiot, he'll get rid of the system because he believes them. You wait 5 to 9 days. If her interest level is 70, she's not dating anybody, she likes you, she's not going to say, no, I can't go out with this guy. My interest level is 70. She can at 49, but not 70. That's what interest level is. Again, verifying the bottom line factor. All these principles all reinforce each other. That's what's great.
And I'm sure it's important to study the system on a daily basis.
Yeah. Read it fast the first time, and then go to the library and study it with a legal pad. Set it by your bed, and every night read it 5 to 15 minutes. Every night, go over it, over it, over it. They're short chapters. It's easy. A lot of them are half a page. Read the thing 3 or 4 times. Read each sentence deeply. What else is he saying here? How does this reinforce the other principles?
Let's talk about internet dating, Doc. First, what should a man's profile look like?
Okay. First, you're going to get a professional photograph. Spend the $200 or $300. Be like in a blue blazer, white shirt, maroon tie. Show your teeth. Then show you in a casual, maybe a sports shirt, two different pictures. That's what you want. If you only have one, go with the coat and the tie. Remember, we can always take something off. Remember that, guys. In the line, the top of the line, they're going to say, what are you looking for? Tell us about yourself. Your statement, your at the title, at the top, it's going to say, I am looking for a self-reliant woman, comma, who is a flexible giver and who will laugh at my corny jokes. Period. Second sentence. Let's meet at Starbucks and see if I can make you giggle. Period. You write that down and you put that at the top. In the body, when they ask you all those personal questions, try to tell them nothing.
So what you're saying?
The least you get them, the better.
So what you're saying is that when you give a whole summation of your life or your job or what you do in the body of the profile, like so many men do, that's a mistake.
Huge mistake. You're giving away the store. You're supposed to be mysterious. You're like James Bond. And what are you doing? You're pouring your guts out. I met guys that have personal websites. You go down there and you look at the website. He's telling you about, you know, here he is with his mom and the pony and all this stuff. That doesn't raise romantic love. It has nothing to do with it. Again, the guy's running on the wrong road.
So would you talk?
You have to look at the reality factor. If it doesn't raise interest level, why are we doing it?
So when you talk about sensitivity, or you talk about I do this sort of work, or I have this hobby, or I'm interested in this, all of that should be left for the day.
I don't care if you work with if you work in Calcutta with the lepers. No, I think it shows you have character. I think it shows you have integrity. It shows that you're you're going to go to heaven, but it has nothing to do with high interest level. That's the thing, that you have to look at things that are pertinent. And what raises high interest levels, confidence, self-control, and being a challenge, keeping it light and funny, not talking about negatives or your hang-ups or your insecurities or the little devils running back and forth in between your ears. If you got a problem like that, go see the guy with the sheepskin. That's where you go visit him. That's his area of expertise. He can help you in that area. I don't do that. The system takes you from this point forward, but you have to do everything I tell you.
What about the red flags in a woman's profile when you're trying to decide who to write to?
At this point, I would go out with anybody I could. I don't care if she looks like Oprah. I'd meet anybody for a half hour and get what I call my presentation down. I would learn to talk, see what jokes work, what doesn't work, how to interview. Gee, what if you had $1 million? What would you do? What if you never had to work again? Well, I'd go on a ship, or I think I'd go to Nantucket and buy a house and be an artist. I said, why would that make you happy? You got to get the ball rolling. And what will happen if she likes you, she'll help you with the conversation. Most guys rationalize. They say she's shy. No, she is not shy. She has low interest level. Well, she's not talkative. No, she's very talkative. She just has low interest level. Again, we're getting back to the little head tricks that guys, that these women run on these guys. They're the first to rationalize.
So how would you apply the concept of challenge to emails?
You're not going to tell them anything, and you're going to be like Jim Carrey or Robin Williams. You're going to keep it light and funny. You know, say, my name is Doc, and I don't say I'm a love doctor. I'm going to say I'm in the mail order business, but I like to take girls out. I like to take to do different things. I like to think I'm looking for somebody that's uplifting and positive. You know, and you keep it kind of general, but you don't really say anything. On the other hand, you got to give them something because it's the internet. There's too many screwball guys running around, sickos. So you got to give them something. But after three or four emails back and forth, you ask for the home phone number. This is the only time it's okay for her not to give it to you. Okay? Then what you do is this. Is that you say, let's meet at Starbucks. And she says, okay, I'll meet you there. So you meet at Starbucks. At the end of the half hour, 35 minutes, at the end of the conversation, you ask her for her home phone number. Then you ask her again. You got to get it then. Now, let's say she doesn't want to give it to you. Or halfway through the conversation, you just know you're dead in the water. What you do is start interviewing her. Say, listen, how long should a guy be a challenge in a relationship, if at all? And what does that word mean to you? Have you ever had a guy wait 4 or 5 days to call you versus, you know, on the next day? You know, and try to, you know, what you do is you, like going to an improv class, imitate Doc Love. Interview this girl. Be one of the 10,000 interviews. And watch what she says. See if she gives you woman ease or gives you the truth. Have fun with it. At the end of the half hour, walk her to the car. Caprice, very nice to meet you. Put her in her car, be a gentleman, and then go back and meet the other one at 7 o'clock and the other one at 8 o'clock. Line them up. Get two or three lined up.
So if it goes well, and then let's say you walk them to the car and they say to you something like, well, are you going to call me again? Or, please, you know, or am I going to hear from you? What's your response to that?
She said, well, she says, you're going to call me again. She said, I'd say, you want me to call you again?
She says, yeah, sure. What do you say?
Yeah, well, I'm asking for her for interest level. I don't say what's your interest level, but I say it indirectly. This is an oblique shot. This is a side shot. When she says, gee, I would like to see you again, and I'd say, well, why is that? She says, well, you know, I had a good time. I said, is that all? Jim Carrey, I'm going back into the clown suit. I'm going to kid her and play with her. I want to see what she's made of. Again, the feminista, the structured woman said, you know, I don't think you're very funny. Well, good. Let's find out now. I don't want to find out with 2.4 kids and a house payment book with 240 payments in it.
Well, you know, Doc, let's talk about a man's appearance and grooming. Please give us some specific guidelines regarding what women notice in a man's appearance.
When I go out driving around, I go to, you know, various stores and I do, you know, social events. I look at the way guys dress. First, listen, I want to say something. I think jeans are American, okay? But I'm going to tell you something. I see most guys wear these jeans, and I'm not talking about construction workers, guys at work. That's different. I'm talking about guys just get up in the morning, they put these jeans on, and they look like they're 90 years old. They're shot. They're beat up. Then I notice their white sneakers are filthy. Wear black sneakers if you're not going to clean your shoes. And I look at the color combinations are all off. Most guys, they just blend into a crowd. If I were a girl, I'm looking around, you got to have a certain style. You got to have a certain way of dressing. If you get your mom or your sister or somebody at work you're close to help you pick up and get some sharp clothes, you got to stick out a little bit because you're going to meet her when you're not looking. We're going to tell you to do this and this and this, but all of a sudden you're going to look up, she's going to be there, and you're going to say hi, and hopefully all these meetings at Starbucks will pull you through to where you can get the home phone number and keep this girl.
So when a woman notices a man, beyond simply dressing, being neat and stylish, what else does she look at in a man in terms of physical characteristics?
Eyes. She looks at the eyes, she looks at the shoes, and she looks at the posture. And then you walk up, she's seeing the way you move. Then when you start talking and you open your mouth, she's going to look at your teeth. So if you need dental work, get it done. You better be bright and clean and white. And it's really important that You stand up straight, you look at the eye and smile. Be charming. And don't talk about sex, and don't talk about her body, whatever you do.
So those are the things not to talk about on
right,
a date.
Right, no. No, we're not going to be like these filthy rappers on TV. No, doesn't work, not with a classy, self-reliant woman.
So what we want to do is we want to get rid of that beer belly, if that's what we've got. We want
to barely. You should be going to the gym anyway. Everything I read, you got to move. You got to get off the couch. You got to walk around the block. You got to have a personal trainer. You got to go to the Y, join the Y, get in the aerobics classes, and get in the back. 90% women. You know, maybe you'll meet somebody, but you got to work your ticker. That heart of yours has got to pound if you want to live a long time. You got to move.
What about other aspects of image? For example, a guy's car. Talk about that. How does that have to look?
A car says too much about a guy. I'm telling you, your car should be super clean. I don't care how old in it. I want a good paint job. I want chrome rims. I don't want any of those stupid spoilers. I can't stand them. They kill the looks of a car. And also get all the advertising off. All the stuff on the back, see if you can have that filled in and have that clean. You know, get low-profile tires, you know. But I look at the back of a guy's car the other day, and he has a couple cookies that are left out of this pound jar. It's sitting in there, and there's a jock strap, and there's an old beat-up hanger, and there's a Parcheesi game that's open. And I'm looking at the back. It looks like rats lived in this car. If I were a classy chick and I was getting on a guy's car and I looked at this, I don't care how old it is. No dents and spick and span. I want that thing clean.
So the women that you interviewed, did they say that a guy having a brand-new expensive car was important or just that it be clean and dent-free?
No, what they said was this, that a lot of guys, they don't look clean. And so I brought up the point, well, where? You mean their house? She said, their house and their car. I said, well, tell me more about the car. And I've asked 200 or 300 women about the car. Well, tell me about the car. What's important? 99% of them said, I just want it neat and clean. The guy's not a reckless driver, and he's got gas in the car and car insurance. Common sense. But these things other love doctors don't talk about.
Well, Doc.